在座的弟兄姐妹们，以及透过线上看直播的弟兄姐妹们，平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters, whether you are at home or here with us.
今天我们要看的经文是取自加拉太书第五章十三到二十六节。
The scripture we are looking at today is Galatians chapter 5, 13 to 26.
由我来念华语的十三到十七节。然后英语呢，我们十八到二十节，请 Michelle 来帮我们念。加太书第五章第十三节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可把这自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相的服侍。因为全部律法都包括在爱邻或爱人如己这一句话之内了。你们要谨慎，你们若相咬相吞，恐怕要彼此消灭了。我说，你们要顺着圣灵而行，绝不可满足肉体的情欲，因为肉体的情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和肉体相争，这两个彼此敌对，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other.
让我们再次祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，我们要向你感恩，因为你将你的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，道成肉身，也为我们被钉十字架受死，然后埋葬，第三天从死里复活。你也赐下了圣灵保惠师给我们，让我们在我们这个基督徒的信仰生活里面，我们有圣灵的帮助，知道怎么去过基督徒的生活，也按你的心意去做容神一人的事。我们谢谢你，我们如此的感恩祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿们。在今天我们所阅读的经文里面呢，我们看见这个加拉太的教会内部呢，仍然存有一些的就是纷争啊、分派的事情的发生。
From today's scripture, we see that there are still disputes and divisions within the Galatian church.
就比如说，我们从经文中我们看到，在第五章第十五节说，你们要谨慎，你们若相咬相吞，恐怕要彼此消灭。然后在五章二十六节，保罗也继续说，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，相互相的嫉妒。
These disputes can be seen from verses 15 and 26 in Paul's admonishment to the Galatians.
在过去的三个月的里面，这个讲台信息，我们都听到说，关于这个加拉太信徒之间呢，他们除了说因着这个因信称义、隔离或者是守律法的事情呢，有所的纷争，或者是持有分歧的立场的这个事情之外。
For the past 3 months, we have heard that the Galatians had disputes and divisions over matters of circumcision, justification by faith, and obedience to the law.
我们也可以去思考一下，为什么有一群人他们会那么的去坚持要遵守这个律法。
However, we should also try to stand in their shoes to consider why some of them had other reasons on insisting on obeying the law.
我们可以也尝试着 去站在他们的这个角度，或者是他们的立场，我们去想这个问题。
So, why don't we stand in their shoes and in their position, to think about this issue?
我相信有很多的原因在里面，但是其中一个是不是说他们或许会担心说，当他们离开了这个律法的这个规范或者是指引呢，他们就会觉得说，人有什么的力量呢，去抵挡这个所谓的肉体情欲的恶势力？
One reason perhaps is that they worry that if they depart from the norms or the guidance of the law, they would not have the power to stand and resist the evil desires of the flesh.
因为他们知道说，如果单靠人的力量呢，是很不容易或很难去抵挡这种的所谓的恶势力。
Because they know full well that human strength alone is unable to resist and overcome them.
所以如果不依靠律法的话，这样他们还能够靠什么呢？
So what else can they rely on if they do not rely on the law?
在此面对教会整个的这个持有不同神学的观念，或者是这个立场的群体造成的纷争呢，保罗告诉他们说，
So faced with disputes from various factions in the church holding different theological positions, Paul admonished them.
就是我们今天在这个圣经经文第一节、第二节我们所读的，他说蒙召是要得自由，只是不可把这个自由呢当作放纵情欲的这个机会，总要用爱心呢彼此的服侍，因为全部的律法呢都包括在这个爱人如己这一句话之内了。
You were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself.
所以特别今天我们看的经文也有讲到自由这两个字，可是我们要很小心谨慎去明白说保罗他要诠释的自由是什么的意思。
So we need to understand what Paul's interpretation of freedom is.
在前几周讲员都已经跟大家讲过关于这个自由的这个意义。
So in the past few weeks, the speakers have given some explanation of what freedom means in the book of Galatians.
而保罗他在这一段的经文里面，他也给这个自由呢做这个一个界定。
So in this passage, Paul also defined what freedom is.
他说这份的自由并非放纵肉体的情欲，更不是毫无约束的去滥用它，而是要以什么呢？爱心互相的服侍。
So this freedom is not about indulging lust and is not acting without restraint, but to love and to serve each other with love.
这样，我们就会想另外一个问题：为什么保罗在这里将这个自由和爱是连接在一起呢？
Why does Paul link freedom and love together?
保罗在讲这句话的时候，他是引用了这个利未记第十九章十八节里面的经文，就是说却要爱人如己这句话。
Here Paul quoted from Leviticus 19:18, love your neighbor as yourself.
保罗在这里呢，他是要指出说，这个所谓规范基督徒，不管是犹太人或者是非犹太人呢，这伦理生活的新的法规呢，就是爱。
So here Paul pointed out that the new law governing the ethical life of Christians, Jews or non-Jews, is love.
所以从这样来去看，从某种意义上来说，就是爱呢，它也带来了这个成全律法的要求跟精神。
So in a sense, love also completes the requirements and essence of fulfilling the law.
爱成全律法的这个观念。
Love fulfilling the law.
保罗在其他的书卷也有提到，比如说在罗马书第十三章第八到第十节里面。
Paul also mentions in Romans 13:8-10.
他在这两节经文、几节经文当中呢，他用类似的这个用语呢来说出，他讲了两次，就在第八节，他说爱人的就成全了律法。然后你如果继续看在第十节，他又再讲多一次，爱就成全了律法。
So in verse 8, he says, the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. And in verse 10, love is the fulfillment of the law.
所以当我们这样的去看保罗这种的思想的逻辑的时候, 还有他在其他书卷所写出来的, 我们就可以看见说, 保罗为那些在基督里的自由新生命呢, 提供了一个方向。
From this, we see that Paul has set a new direction for how to live this free new life in Christ.
是什么方向呢? 就是爱心互相服侍。
Which is to serve one another humbly with love.
所以当我们这样做个了解的时候, 我们可以看见说, 因为真正所谓蒙了耶稣基督释放的人呢, 他普遍上, 他会流露出这种就是自由新生命特质的
A person who is truly set free by Jesus Christ will reveal three characteristics of this new freedom.
第一个呢, 就是说他会晓得自我的约制。
He knows self-restraint.
他知道什么是应该做的, 什么不应该去做的。
And has the courage to resist any desires of the flesh.
我想, 正如我们所知道, 若有圣灵内住在里面, 应该可以帮助他, 就是说, 可以少去KTV唱歌, 就少去KTV唱歌。
We have the spirit in us, we will know what to do and what not to do.
就是他很勇于的去抗拒任何情欲来控制自己。
It's a person who knows self-restraint and who practices self-control.
第二, 就是可以以爱来去服侍他人。
Secondly, to serve others with love.
就是为了容神一人的缘故呢, 他愿意说我谦卑自己, 来去服侍别人, 虽然我可能是很有高贵的身份, 很有很高的学问, 还是等等的, 但是我愿意谦卑自己来服侍别人。
A person who is humble and honor God and is willing to serve others.
第三, 会遵从上帝的话语。
One who obeys God's word.
因为爱上帝的缘故呢, 所以呢, 愿意说去遵从上帝的话语, 而且去守这个律法。
Because he loves God, he is willing to obey God's word and observe the law.
当我们这样看的时候, 我们, 几乎可以看得出就是说, 保罗他要为之前我们提到的, 在这个加拉太教会里面, 所内部出现的一些的纷争呢, 分歧的问题呢, 他提出了解决的一个方向。
So it seems here that Paul has proposed a solution to the disputes within the Galatian church.
就是透过讲述自由这个意义和谨慎滥用自由的这个危险呢, 去劝勉他们说, 要借着这个所谓的彼此相爱来守护所谓这个基督的这个身体。
By expounding on the meaning of freedom and the dangers of abusing this freedom, he exhorted them to protect the body of Christ through loving each other.
保罗接下去继续提到说, 这个顺着圣灵而行, 绝不可以满足肉体的情欲。
Paul went on to teach that one must walk by the Spirit and not gratify the desires of the flesh.
保罗说, 因为呢, 肉体和情欲呢, 肉体的情欲和圣灵是相争的。
For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit.
他们是彼此敌对的。
They are in conflict with each other.
然后呢, 保罗呢, 就在这里呢, 以这个人罪恶本性的欲望, 就是情欲的行为。
So here Paul contrasts the sinful nature of man's desires and lustful behaviors.
就是在19节到21节。
Verses 19 to 21.
然后呢, 在圣灵里的生活, 圣灵的果子, 就是22到23节,
with life in the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit in 22.
他将他两个呢, 来做一个很强的一个对比。
So he used these two passages as a contrast to each other.
啊, 当然就是当保罗在, 讲这个, 诶, 当保罗他在讲到这个肉体的时候, 我们也要, 很小心的去了解保罗在这里讲肉体是什么意思。
We should carefully understand what he means by flesh.
肉体呢, 在这里呢, 他所讲的不是说只是指向身体或是说这个, 比这个, 灵命低一点的这个看法。
So when he says the term flesh, he was not referring to the physical body or implying that the body is inferior to spiritual life.
在保罗的思想中呢, 肉体呢，它可以是指什么？就是整个人活在上帝的旨意之外，并远离上帝，借助圣灵指引他们的影响力。
So in Paul's teaching, the flesh refers to the person who lives outside the will of God and away from the influence of God through the Holy Spirit.
肉体的情欲呢，可以进一步说指人堕落的本性里呢一切邪恶的欲望。
So desires of the flesh refers to the evil desires and the fallen nature of man.
然后就是圣灵。
As for the Holy Spirit,
保罗在这里指出呢，圣灵呢不但引导基督徒的生活，也赐给他们这个能力行事，但是肉体和圣灵呢，这两者呢是持续不断的去相争。
So Paul pointed out that Holy Spirit not only guides the lives of Christians, but also empowers them to act. However, the struggle between the flesh and the Holy Spirit will most definitely continue.
我相信，当我们成为了基督徒之后，我们更容易的感受到，就是这一种就是圣灵跟肉体情欲彼此相争的这种的一个经验。
When a person becomes a Christian, these two opposing forces will be keenly felt, constantly tugging at each other.
比如说啊，我知道每一天我要花很多时间亲近神，可是呢，却每一天又要面对到工作啦、学业啦。家庭的事务啊，很多事情要去处理，所以呢，每一天就是很想要亲近神，但是很少时间去亲近神。
For example, we understand that it's important to have quiet time to draw close to God, but we often struggle with juggling work, school, and family commitments.
然后呢，我自己本身也有这样一个经历，就是我以前是有驾那个叫做罗里车的小型罗里车的那个，然后有一次呢，我就倒退停车，不小心呢撞到别人车的那个镜子。
So Reverend Wei Kang once drove a lorry backwards into a parking lot and accidentally hit the side mirror of someone's car.
就在电邦路 market 附近
，nearby。
然后呢，我就想说，哎，好像没有人看到哦，走吧。反正没有人看到，走了就算了哦，就是当为没有一回事。
Since there were no witnesses, he struggled with whether he should run away or stay and own up.
可是心里又很挣扎嘞，我是基督徒，怎么可以走呢？还是不要走吧，就一直要走还是不走，要走不走在那边。
So the struggle continued.
然后最后呢，我就留下来了，然后我就等那个车主来，看要赔多少钱这样。
So eventually he stayed in place and waited for the owner of the car.
然后呢，我等了很久，他没来，我就说好了，我就写个纸条放在他的镜子的前面，我说请联络我，我什么名字，然后我要赔这个你的损坏这样。
So the other party did not show up, so he left his name and contact number, indicated that he was willing to compensate.
然后最后我接到电话了，然后他说没关系啦，这个是个小小的事情哦，他说就不需要什么赔偿这样。
So thankfully, the other party said that the damage was not serious, there wasn't a need to compensate.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时候在我们生活里面，我真的是会在各种事情上，我们会觉得会都遇到自己的挣扎跟自己的相争。
So sometimes in our various areas of our life, we seem to be facing a lot of difficulties when we choose to follow God.
有时候我们说，哎呀，要很尽全去跟随主，我们面对的挑战也是蛮不少的。
When we choose to follow God, there are a lot of struggles that will come naturally.
有时我们要想去做，又做不了。
We seem to can't do what we want.
可是当我们又做不好的时候，又好像受到圣灵的责备。
And constantly feel the blame of the Holy Spirit.
我曾经有听过一个故事。
I have heard of a story.
就是关于这个肉体和圣灵相争的一个象征性的这个比喻，就是以这个乌鸦跟鸽子的比喻。
A metaphor that depicts the struggle between the flesh and the spirit, that of the crow and the dove.
我将它稍微改良了一下，就是这个乌鸦呢是代表我们的肉体，鸽子呢是代表圣灵。
So the crow represents the flesh, while the dove represents the Holy Spirit.
就是说，如果当一位信徒他很体贴或者是亲近。这个乌鸦，然后呢，一直给这个乌鸦去喂食。
If the believer has been spending a lot of time with and feeding the crow,
乌鸦肯定就会怎么样呢？就会越来越大，越来越大嘛。
It will naturally grow stronger.
相对的，如果鸽子你没有说去亲近它，去体贴它，也给它去喂食，鸽子就变得越来越弱小，越来越弱小。
On the other hand, the dove will become weaker because it is not being cared for.
所以 弟兄姐妹们，当这个乌鸦鸽子在相争的时候，请会谁会打赢呢？
So when the two birds clash, who will win?
鸽子的举手。乌鸦的举手。
Those who think it's a dove, those who think it's a crow.
其他没举手的是什么动物？我很清楚嘛，就是那个乌鸦，因为它越来越壮大，你喂它，所以它就会打败了这个鸽子。
I think the answer is clear. The crow will easily defeat the dove.
所以这个的比喻很微妙的给予我们提醒，或者这个启发。
This parable is a subtle reminder.
当人活在上帝旨意之外呢，然后远离上帝，借助圣灵来去指引他们的影响力呢，他们在面对各种的事情上的时候，他们会屡战屡败。
That when people live outside of God's will and far away from God's influence and the Holy Spirit's guidance, they will inevitably be defeated over and over again.
我想大家都清楚，就是说，这不是圣灵能力的问题。
But this is not a question about whether, you know, the Holy Spirit has power.
而是我们是否有常常亲近圣灵，活在圣灵里。
But whether we have been drawing on this power as we draw close to the Holy Spirit.
在前几周呢，华语的崇拜里面，查尔牧师有讲述说，上帝其实在旧约时代已经将各种的恩典呢，不断的赐给人。
In the past few weeks, Reverend Chang An said that in the Old Testament, God had continuously bestowed various gifts on people.
并且呢，借助耶稣基督事件的这个发生呢，使到人呢，能够从上帝那里呢，得到了新关系、新身份。新生命跟新生活。
Finally, through Jesus Christ, they receive a new relationship, a new identity, a new life, and a new way of living through God.
而今天我们所看的经文里面，在第24节，保罗也这么说：凡属基督的人呢，是已经把肉体和肉体的情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
So in verse 24 today, Paul says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
所以我们可以说从这样一个透过上帝所成就的事，还有保罗他所讲解呢，我们作为一个串联，我们就可以明白到。
Through what God has accomplished and with Paul's explanation,
凡是属于基督又受圣灵掌管的人呢，跟已经跟上帝呢拥有了一个新的关系，所以在上个月的时候，我跟他说，我们就得以称上帝为阿爸父。
We understand that all those who belong to Christ and under the control of the Spirit have a new relationship with God, so that we can call Him Abba Father.
而因着我们有这个我们跟上帝的这个新的关系，而拥有了这个新身份的时候，就是上帝的孩子的时候呢，我们跟肉体。罪呢，也有一个崭新的关系。
This new identity also gives us a brand new way of dealing with flesh and sin.
而且呢，我们也因着圣灵和依靠圣灵的帮助呢，来活出这个新生命。
Moreover, we also live a life that is now set free with the help of the Spirit.
然后呢，在基督里或是在圣灵里呢，我们活出这个新的生活。
And in Christ, we are also living a new life.
可能我们会问说，我怎么知道我以这个新生命呢去过新的生活呢？
Perhaps some of you will ask, what is then the evidence that is of this new life?
保罗在今天的经文当中就给我们一个答案，他说最好的这个证明呢，就是透过圣灵在人生命里面所结的圣灵的果子来表达出来。
So Paul says that the evidence is shown through the bearing of fruits of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要献上感恩。我们因着信耶稣基督的关系，我们拥有了如此丰盛的祝福和这个恩典。Amen.
Thanks be to God. Those who belong to Christ have such an abundance of blessings and grace.
然后保罗接着在这个第19-21节呢，他举例了这些关于肉体情欲的事情呢，可以将它作为四大范畴。
So Paul explains and elaborates on the acts of the flesh.
很多学者有不同的个分法，但是我觉得这个是很好的一个分法，就是他将所有的这个肉体情欲分成四方面。
So the acts of the flesh can be categorized into four categories.
然后第一是性方面的，就是关于淫乱、污秽、邪荡。
The first is sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery.
宗教方面呢，是关于拜偶像呢跟邪术。
Religious aspect, idolatry and witchcraft.
而你发现到在这个份里面呢，反而比较多的是关于这个社交方面的，就是仇恨、纷争、记恨、愤怒、自私、分党啊、分派、结党跟嫉妒等。
So the longest list belongs to the social aspect of hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions and factions.
饮食方面呢，就是醉酒、放宴等类。
So food is envy, drunkenness and so on.
从这个里面我们看到一些的，就是好像保罗要透露一些，就是关于当时候他们教会面对的一个问题。
So Paul wanted to address the kind of issues they were facing at that time.
特别在社交方面。
Especially in the social aspect.
那我们继续看，就是说来到第22-23节呢，保罗就举出了这个圣灵的果子。
So in verses 22 and 23, he talks about the fruits of the Spirit.
他以他来做个对比。
As a contrast to what we have just seen.
我想圣灵的果子大家都很熟悉，我就不用再念了。
I'm sure we are all pretty familiar with this.
而你可以尝试的去慢慢看这个圣灵的果子里面呢，他几乎要就说这个九种的品德呢，所要刻画出的就是显著基督徒对上帝、对灵舍、对自己应该有的态度或者品德。
So these nine fruits seem to reflect the attitude and character that Christians should show towards God, their neighbors, and themselves.
所以，当我们回去再看这个组合的对比的时候，我会发现到就是这种的相争呢是很持续性的。
So from these two sets of contrasting verses, we know that such internal struggles are intense and long drawn.
人也几乎好像很难单单靠自己呢来去胜过这样的一个肉体的情欲。
People cannot overcome the desires of the flesh by their own strength.
保罗也曾经在罗马书第七章如此说，他说：“因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。我所善乐意的善，我不去做。”我所不愿意的恶，我反而去做。
As what Paul had confirmed in Romans, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing.
我相信这个是你跟我都曾经有过的一个经验。
I believe that we all acknowledge this fact.
不过感恩的事情就是，保罗告诉我们说，当我们下定了决心说，我们要将我们的肉体的情欲将它。钉在这个十字架上的时候呢，我们也愿意跟随这个圣灵来行事的时候呢，依靠圣灵的帮助和能力，我们是可以活出这个自由新生命的这个生活。
Fortunately, when we make up our minds and every effort to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires to the cross, and are willing to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, we have the power to live a life that is truly free.
而且也完全能超越了律法的这个要求。当一个被圣灵所充满的人，活在圣灵的人呢，就会结出这个圣灵的这个果子的品德。因此呢，就不会发生保罗在这个26节所说的，为了贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相的嫉妒。
And this transcends the requirements of the law. When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he bears spiritual fruits. And Paul says that such a person is then not conceited, provoking, or envying.
而且也会活出那个在生活上，在社会上活出应该有的基督徒的这个榜样。在上个月的时候，我已经举例了一些的生活的例子，比如说从我们的彼得长老的身上，还有其他领袖们的身上看得到。
He will be able to live a life that is Christ directed by Christ.
这样我们会问说，为什么保罗对于这个圣灵的果子呢？只列出了九种的这个品德。
Why did Paul only list nine virtues?
为什么不是十二种？为什么不是十八种
？Why not 12? Why not 18? Why 9?
弟兄们，为什么会列这几种呢？我相信保罗有他的用意在。
I believe that Paul had some intention behind this.
而且我相信保罗如果要举更多，还是可以的。
If he wanted to list more, there are plenty.
而主要的其中一个原因，我在想，是因为我在之前提到，当时候的加拉太教会呢，他们的内部出现了纷争、分歧的问题。
The reason I believe is that there were disputes and divisions within the Galatian church.
所以呢，当保罗他举这个所谓的圣灵果子的品德的时候呢，他其实跟当时的教会的处境是有相关联的。
Paul cited these specific fruits and virtues as being related to the problems that the church had experienced at that time.
而当保罗他举出这种九种品德，这个所谓圣灵果子的时候呢，他其实是希望他们借由这个自由性生命，结出这个德性的果子呢。来去消除当时候教会它内部出现的纷争。
He hoped that this new life that they now bear, that now bears the fruits of the virtues, with this they will be able to quell dissent within the church.
而且呢，以爱呢来彼此的来去维持信仰群体和谐跟荣神一人的见证。
So that they will be able to bear with one another in love and maintain the harmony within the community of faith.
就好像说，好像我们现在讲台上有说啊，我们要将这个口罩戴好，要保持距离，然后要勤洗，要努力的洗手消毒。为什么要这么讲呢？是因为我们现在面对到这个新冠病毒疫情的情况之下，所以我们讲这些的要求。
For example, why do we want to keep repeating the safe distancing measures? It's because we are living in this situation right now.
Yeah, 就是因为说要去阻止。就是这种的传染跟这种的去让他不要说去给更多人会受到影响。
Yeah, and we do this because we want to counter the spread of COVID.
另外呢，我也提到关于说这个在加拉太信徒当中那些所谓的律法主义的煽动者呢，他们去担忧说，如果是离开了律法，人还有什么的力量能够去抵挡肉体情欲的这种的恶势力？
So I mentioned earlier about those who purported legalism and those who worried that if they departed from the law, they would not have the power to resist the desires of the flesh.
保罗呢，我相信他也知道这个问题，所以他在这段经文当中，他很主张跟表明出，就是说，我们依靠圣灵就已经足够了。
Paul shows them here that living in the Holy Spirit alone is completely adequate.
因为在圣灵里的生活呢，就已经满足了律法的要求跟他的精神。
And living through the Spirit has already met the requirements and the spirituality of the law.
一个被圣灵充满、依靠圣灵帮助的自由性生命呢，不仅能够维持及证实人在上帝面前称义的地位，并且又有这个能力呢，来去活出荣神一人的自由性生命的样式。圣灵果子的品德就是一个很好的指标。
So living by the Spirit helps us to maintain and affirm our status before God. It also confers us the ability to live a life that is free, that glorifies God, and the presence of the fruits of the Spirit is an indicator of this.
所以今天的信息的重点是有三方面。
So to conclude,
第一个就是我们可以自然流露出自由性生命的特质。
We should reveal the characteristics of a new life that is truly free.
圣灵呢，是当我们信主的时候就领受了。
The Holy Spirit is received by Christians when we believe in the Lord.
也因着圣灵进入到我们心里面，所以我们得以称我们的上帝为什么？阿爸父。
Because the Spirit enters the hearts of people, believers can call God the Abba Father.
依靠圣灵的帮助呢，我们就能够很自然地流露出这个新生命的特质。刚才我讲了有三方面。
And relying on the help of the Spirit, we will naturally be able to express this freedom and newness in these three areas of life.
还记得弟兄姐妹哪三方面的这个自然流露生命的特质吗？
Do you remember?
第一个就是什么？可以不让自己去 KTV 的，还记得吗？
Self.
晓得自我的约束。
Self-restraint or self-control.
然后第二呢，就是以爱心去服侍他人。
To serve others with love.
第三就是遵从上帝的话语。
To obey God's word.
好，第二呢，我们来看就是我们可以呢，活出这种自由新生命的这个生命。
We can live out the new life of freedom.
肉体的情欲和圣灵呢，是持续不断的彼此相争。
So the desires of the flesh and the Holy Spirit will continue to be in conflict with each other.
保罗告诉我们说，只要我们很有决心说将我们肉体的情欲钉在十字架上。
But as long as we are determined to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires,
并且顺着圣灵的指引去行事呢？
And live by the Spirit,
在圣灵里，我们以信心所来去依靠圣灵的帮助。
And to rely on the help of the Spirit,
我们是能够去胜过，甚至说去抵挡这个肉体的这个情欲。
We will be able to successfully resist and overcome the desires of the flesh.
我们可以做得到的，靠着圣灵的帮助。
We can do this through the Spirit in us.
直到我们说在我们的生活里面，我们能够活出自由新生命的这个得胜的新生活。
So that we can live a new life of freedom and victory.
然后第三呢
？Finally,
保罗告诉我们说，我们会结出自由新生命的果子。
We will bear the fruits of a new life of freedom.
圣灵呢是推动跟维持信徒生命成长最主要的这个动力。
The Holy Spirit is the one who promotes and maintains the growth of all believers.
一个被圣灵充满了，依靠圣灵去帮助的自由新生命呢
？A new life of freedom that's filled with the Spirit.
不仅能够维持在上帝面前称义的这个地位，而且呢，也能够活出上帝希望他的子民要活出的新生命自由的样式。
Can maintain and affirm his justified position before God, but also live out God's hope for His people.
也就是我们在看这个所谓的圣灵的果子，我们会很自然的结出来，然后荣神益人。
The new life of freedom that naturally bears the fruits of the Spirit, a life that honors God and benefits others.
这时候让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你在今天的信息当中，我们使我们能够知道明白，我们面对到肉体的情欲各方面征战的时候，相争的时候，我们知道靠自己的能力我们是没有办法能够胜过，但是我们感谢你，我们在圣灵里的时候，我们依靠圣灵帮助的时候，我们是可以活出这个自由的新生命，而且不但能够去抵挡，甚至是胜过这个肉体情欲的这个引诱。天父，我们更感谢你，使我们能够知道，当我们有这个自由新生命的时候，我们可以靠着圣灵的帮助，让你的生命里面我们结出圣灵的果子，然后让我们的这个生活的见证，我们的行事为人都可以容神一人，使更多人得到这个祝福和帮助。天父，我们感谢赞美你，也求你去我们，让我们在每天的生活里面，我们都有这种的这个信念和这个信息来帮助我们，使到我们每一天都可以过一个荣神益人得胜的自由性生命生活。我们谢谢你，我们如此的祷告，感谢交托奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门。